This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Socks, you can't find your shoes, pal. You're in tough shape. 7 after the hour, we're not in tough shape here. We being my friend Kara Schillen and me working. Can't get rid of that word, Kara. Let's put it all in perspective. Today is another day, another opportunity, another way for you to move ahead. You may have had disappointments yesterday, you may have not had a great day. You are looking forward to something being better, so today is your chance to make it all better. Facing the backlash over long security lines and management problems, the head of the Transportation Security Administration shook up leadership, replacing the agency's top security official, adding a new group of administrators. Yes, let's put on more people because that always fixes the problem, right? Add more people. Put in more managers because they're all such great, they're just super duper at organizing and managing things. This new system, exciting system, promises to eliminate the holdups. Ah, really? Okay. So, one of the things that they're going to do is any kind of a bag that is suspicious will automatically be rerouted to a separate conveyor belt to keep the lanes moving. So how are they going to do that? You know how you put your bags on the bins, bags, those little bins, those plastic bins, put your shoes in there, put your belt in there, put your wallet in there, put your phone in there, put your laptop in there, and if it's suspicious, it's going to be moved to another line. So they have to build another whole line. Is that how they're going to do it? Because you know how those conveyor, where you go through the x-ray machine, and then they go at the end, and then sort of call for, bag check, line six. Bag check, line six. Okay, so, and then they're all so busy talking about nothing, they pay no attention to the bag check. It takes them 10 minutes to get over there. Slows up everything. It's moronic. It is. The whole damn system is moronic. So in this new system, which God knows how long it's going to take to build it and how long how much it's going to cost, the bins automatically recirculate after they move through the security machine, saving staff time because the staff is so busy talking to each other about their raise, their overtime, what their next shift is. The lanes include areas where passengers take off shoes at their own pace, which will also speed up lines. I'm trying to imagine how that's going to work in Los Angeles, where I go through security probably minimally 20 times a year, at least in the wintertime, 2, 3, 4 times a month, sometimes more, at least once a week. So what's the deal here? Oh, you know, I'm sort of back to the guy who is the TSA administrator announcing these changes that include the removal of Kelly Hogan, who'd been the assistant administrator for the Office of Security Operations. Mr. Hogan got a $90,000 bonus for the good work that he did. And that was when Homeland Security showed that auditors were able to get fake weapons and explosives past security screeners 95% of the time. So he obviously, he also got $10,000 or something. I'm just looking at his salary here, the overview. So this is another great management deal. Here's the sort of overview. They're going to try the new security lines, experimental security lines, starting today in Atlanta.
The Transportation Security Administration's head of security was removed from his position on Monday as long lines at airports continues to be an issue. Kelly Hoggins' resignation was announced by the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee. According to BuzzFeed, the committee held a hearing on long lines at airport security checkpoints, during which members criticized Hoggin for taking home $90,000 in bonuses over the course of a 13-month period. NBC News reported Hoggin has also been investigated for staffing and pay decisions. He is to be replaced by Darby LaGioia, who is currently a Deputy Assistant TSA Administrator.
I love those titles. A Deputy Assistant. Neither of them make you feel too secure, right? Yeah, there's the, there's another terminology that's used in there. Temporary, that's what it is, yeah. Okay, so let's see what else. The new screening equipment is also the same stuff that they're using already at Heathrow in London and Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. Experts are going to compare the new lanes side by side with traditional screening lanes by gathering and analyzing data. So how long is that going to continue? So as long as we have traveling on our mind and airlines, airports, etc., in a moment, we sort of bring you up to date on the cause of the Egyptian airliner crash. That's up next here, 13 after the hour, and good day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Mino Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 16 after the hour on Good Day. Continuation of conversation about flying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, with a focus now on that Egypt airline, the Airbus plane crash. What caused this plane to go down into the water was apparently, the investigators are trying to figure out whether it was an explosion on board. It seems that's what it was. Let's listen to a more detailed statement on this.
Officials are still trying to figure out what caused Egypt Air Flight 804 to crash, but more and more evidence appears to be pointing to an explosion on board. Reports surfaced Tuesday claiming that body parts recovered from the down flight confirm an explosion took place.
Investigators are working on them right now. They are inspecting these parts. We understand they are really, really small parts, and it might take up to 2 weeks or even more until the DNA tests are finished and the results are announced.
Officials have yet to rule out a mechanical failure or terrorism, although it's important to note no terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the crash. Over the weekend, a BEA official, the French government agency that investigates aviation crashes, said the plane's smoke alarms went off shortly before it went down. Still, officials haven't determined why. Egypt officials say the plane didn't swerve before disappearing from radar, although officials in Greece say the plane turned 90 degrees to the left and then 360 degrees to the right before going down. The plane was flying from Paris to Cairo last week when it crashed in the Mediterranean Sea. All 56 passengers and 10 crew members on board were killed.
All right. So yesterday, an unnamed senior Egyptian forensics official said that he had personally examined human remains that came from the crash site, and they suggested the event was an explosion. He didn't tell anybody. Well, you know, these guys always speak under conditions of anonymity. 80 pieces brought to Cairo so far, small human fragments. He concludes that the logical explanation is that there was an explosion on board. There isn't even a whole body part, like an arm or a head. So then the other... His counterpart said, no, that's not true. It's completely false. Everything's completely false. Assumptions didn't come from the real forensics. It sounds like a bad television show, doesn't it? All right, so speaking of bad, the bomb squad and the FBI were called to LAX yesterday after a threat was made about a Compass Airlines flight arriving from Houston. It was stopped on the tarmac. Here's the story of the FBI investigation.
According to LAX here, a couple of fighter jets were escorting that plane, but once the threat was deemed non-credible, then the plane was allowed to land here safely at LAX. Still, it was quite an intense welcome for the passengers on that flight that originated out of Houston.
Don't worry, we're going to pull you guys all off in a minute. Nice orderly, nice flow, and then the bus is running one more time, and we'll get you out of here as quickly as possible, all right?
This exclusive cell phone video shows you the intense deployment of law enforcement welcoming the 80 passengers and crew when their American Eagle flight landed at LAX from Houston this morning. According to the FBI, a bomb threat targeting American Eagle flight 5931 from Houston was phoned in. The plane landed safely just before 9 this morning and was escorted by law enforcement to a remote area of the airport, away from terminals and airline traffic.
We saw the fire trucks and we saw the police out there, and we thought it was something going on at the terminal, and that's why we couldn't get to the terminal. So it wasn't until they told us that they'll be boarding that we realized that, wow, we're what's going on at LAX.
Bomb-sniffing dogs and SWAT officers boarded the plane to search for anything suspicious. The threat was eventually deemed non-credible. Still, as passengers were allowed to get off the plane, they were searched by police.
They're saying, police are coming in, they're going to have dogs, and they're going to check all the plane and your bag, pull your hands up, and you know, we're like, oh my God, this is scary.
I come from Sweden, so I haven't really seen guns, not that close up anyways. I was almost afraid to like look them in the eye because I don't know if I'd done anything wrong.
Now, as far as the person or persons who phoned in that threat, the FBI says they're still investigating.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
From the soundtrack of your life, there is a new documentary series featuring today's top musical acts on the Discovery Channel. They actually have teamed up with the 6 top recording artists to share stories of the animal kingdom. This will start in July. So Discovery Channel is going to debut a 6-part family-friendly series entitled Hello World, which takes a closer look at the wonders of the natural world through the narration music of familiar faces like Christina Aguilera. It's going to be featured. This, though, is Usher. Interesting to get that story. Series being made in association with the Worldwide Wildlife Fund. They are 2 back-to-back episodes for 3 consecutive weeks, so you'll be able to get these. Does this work on Discovery on demand? Sometimes you go to there and you say,
yes,
you can press the button,
yeah,
and it goes back to the beginning.
Sure.
Right? All right, so also taking part is Ellie Goulding. Ladies, when you're not listening to music, do you have when you're working on things, Victoria, for example, do you have music in the background?
Always. I have cooking music. I have focus music. I play my Tidal. Tidal has amazing playlists that are really well curated. So I listen to the focus music when I'm working in the afternoon. Then I switch to something a little more up tempo when I'm cooking. So yeah, I love music is always on in my apartment.
What about you, Jen?
No.
Jen, you're a music fan.
I am. But here's the thing. In the morning when I'm getting ready for work, I'm listening to the news because I've got to keep myself prepped. And then when I'm at work, I have talk radio on the entire time because I'm monitoring our station. And then, yeah, when I get home, now at night, sometimes if I'm cleaning or cooking, yes, I have music on. But typically, as much as I love music, it's only in the car. And on work days, I typically have to consume more news and talk radio than I do music.
Right.
All right, next up on the support list involved in this show is Joan Jett. The World Wildlife Fund, a series of shows on the Discovery Channel, these stars telling their story about their animals. So, Kara, how much music, after you get out of the studio there in the afternoon, how much music do you listen to as a part of your daily routine?
almost, besides the time when I'm napping, I'm almost always listening to music. So on the way home, I always have the radio or my phone playing via Bluetooth on my car. And when I'm cooking, sometimes when I'm showering, you know, always music.
Oh, the shower, yes. Yeah. Getting ready. You have to have getting ready music.
Really? You have one of those shower radios that you can put
but
in the shower?
I'm going out, definitely. Don't you like quiet every once in a while? I guess I have to hear so many voices during the day.
Right. Some voices are more pleasant than others to listen to.
Definitely.
Dave Matthews is in on this deal.
He's a big wildlife guy.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that he's on
the list. Wild guy himself, I think, is that I remember about him. He is. And then, even speaking of wild guys, even wilder is Steven Tyler, who's going to participate in this. So my idea, my guess is that each of these, Christina Aguilera, Usher, Ellie Goulding, Joan Jett, Dave Matthews, and Steven Tyler, all have their own. There's six artists, 6 hours of this, so they're all telling their stories as part of what goes on in each separate episode on the Discovery Channel. All right, it's the week of July 9th when this will start. I thought it was worthwhile because this is a program in part about animals, the animal kingdom, animal life, how to protect it. Very important to me and to those of us here and to the people who are closest to me in my life, frankly. Animals are in some cases, the most important beings in our life. So this is a good effort. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. 28 minutes after the hour now on Good Day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I've always had the dream, my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Wednesday is upon us, 25th of May. A week from today is the 1st of June, believe it or not, as time is ticking. We're in a good way, a good place for continuing conversation. But the hour's purpose here, this hour's purpose, is to in-depth go into some of these stories that have maybe what we call legs, if you know what I mean. All right, so here's the 2020 news quiz question. You've got 5 minutes to answer this question for a swell prize. Okay, here we go. This is a personality question of sorts. A popular newscaster and commentator announced yesterday he was suing his wife for $10 million, accusing her of having an affair during their marriage. She used money from the divorce to finance extramarital relationships, so he is asking for $10 million. Who is the broadcaster who's asking his former wife for $10 million? 888-302-3684. Pretty interesting story. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-D-O-U-G, if you want to spell it out that way. And the prize is a copy of the new book, an inspirational book, a fantastic book, written by a lady that I know quite well. Maria Trilogy is an inspirational person in her own right. She writes an inspirational book about how life can be so wonderful if you do the work. You got to do the work yourself. You have to find your own deep inner strength. You have to make it all work, figure it out. But she gives you the tools to do that. So that book is yours. If you can tell me right now, 888-302-DOUG, what the name is of the broadcaster, the television, probably as famous as anybody on TV, I'm guessing, who does this sort of thing. Who's this fellow suing his ex-wife for $10 million? If you listen around to other broadcasters, I'm sure there has been conversation about this. I doubt he's talked about it on his program, but maybe he has. I haven't seen him lately. However, this is a TV guy. He used to be on radio, but now just exclusively on TV. 888-302-3684. Tell me who it is that's suing his ex-wife for $10 million, and you will get the prize. You've got 4 minutes to answer the question while we talk politics here on Good Day. Leaders of the Republican Party yesterday began deliberations over what needs to happen. They think, to make fundamental changes to the way they run their primaries because they think the current primary situation is chaotic. Really? Huh. The leaders say that the process is seriously flawed and there have been lots of tensions in the party. Republicans say it now seems unlikely that the four states to vote first would all retain their place on the electoral calendar. Nevada probably is the casualty, the first casualty. Party leaders going so far as to consider diluting the status of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Under one proposal, those states would be paired with others that voted on the same day as a way to give more voters a meaningful role. You know what? What a load of manure. What we ought to have, and it ought not to be up to them, I would have thought that the government would want, or somehow, I mean, I don't even know how this process might work, to change it so that we have a national primary so everybody gets to vote on the same day. Then your vote actually counts for something. Half of you, once the decision is made in these primaries every 4 years, don't have a say. People in California this year are lucky because they have a say, but for the most part, there isn't a say. There isn't anybody in many of these later states that the vote makes a bit of difference. So that ought to be the first thing that they do. All right, so that's on the Republican side. They have to get Democratic buy-in on that, though, to lessen the status because they, you know, both Democrats and Republicans are voting in these early primaries. All right, so moving to the Democratic side of things, Bernie Sanders asking Kentucky election officials to review the voting machines used in the primary there last week, where Sanders lost to Hillary by 0.5%. That's a slim win. Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Sanders picked up 27 pledged delegates in Kentucky. One final delegate has to be allocated. So apparently what they did was re-canvass the recount because there's a controversy about individual ballots and it doesn't go down. I don't understand this. This is another thing. The Democrats need to work on this. Republicans need to work on it. Instead of delegates, it ought to be, okay, this person got all the votes, so they win. What are delegates in the, this foolish system that we have? What a crappy system. Isn't that what you think it is? Kentucky Secretary of State said the request has been granted. They are expected to recount. Here is a sort of explanation of what's going on here.
Bernie Sanders' campaign requested a re-canvass of the votes in Kentucky. This is after totals show him trailing Hillary Clinton by 1,924 votes. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton claimed victory in the contest with a narrow lead of 1,924 votes over Sanders out of 454,573 total votes. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lindgren Grimes, who is a known Clinton supporter, names Clinton the winner, even though several outlets claim the race was virtually a tie and too close to call.
Huh. All right, what do you make of that? I don't make much of it. It just sort of, I think it just proves to us how messy this system is. Politics messy anyway, but this is really messy and unnecessarily so, at least in my opinion. What's yours? Twitter at Good Day Show. Man, look at these numbers on Facebook and Twitter. We've sort of reactivated or reconstituted how we're doing with all of these various groups. Thousands of people have been reached, Kara. That's pretty cool. With various people commenting. One of the big stories people were commenting on was the story of Chuck Berry, Bob Dylan, Elvis, and the Beatles. Who do you think has the power to last? Hundreds of people comment on that. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, so one more moment here for the correct answer. If you don't have the correct answer, I'll tell you what the answer is. I'm looking for the name of the broadcaster, television host, who announced yesterday that he's going to sue his wife for $10 million because she used money of his to have an affair, and apparently now she's remarried, but he doesn't like it, so he says he's going to do something about it. So who is that? You may be surprised if you don't know. It may not have made, this is not something that got a lot of attention yesterday, but I figure he's got a lot of fans, and some of them may be listening to this program, so you may know about it. Or if you don't know, I'm going to tell you what the answer is in a moment here, 42 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content, subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. 45 after the hour on Good Day. For those of you who are looking for an option that doesn't involve having to have a smartphone listening to this program and other programs, but there are three ways to listen to this program when you're on the go. One of them is going to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app if you'd like to. If you don't have a smartphone, say it again, though, a smartphone, you can try the new Listen line that works by dialing 605-477-3712. It saves your data. There's no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. So 605-477-3712. It's really kind of a cool way, you, like, have a flip phone. Yesterday we were talking about, Carol, wasn't it the return of the Razor? Yeah. No more.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the new exciting way to listen to Good Day. Use a Razor phone. Call 605-477-3712 to listen anytime, day or night. Okay, so the calls were they were incorrect. They were unnecessarily foolish, actually. Bill O'Reilly is suing his ex-wife for $10 million. Filed a lawsuit against his wife yesterday. Maureen McPhilmy is her name. McPhilmy. Said she had an affair during their marriage. She used the money from the divorce to finance extramarital relationships. He's asking McPhilmy to pay him back $10 million. She's married now to a police detective named Jeffrey Gross. During the couple's prolonged custody battle, it was claimed in testimony that O'Reilly dragged McPhilmy down their stairs by the throat. Now, Bill wouldn't have done that. No. Oh, come on, please. So what I'm trying to figure out here is why he would be, if his wife got $10 million in the divorce settlement, which according to what I kind of know he's worth, wasn't a bad deal for him. Why is he upset about her having used the money to have an affair with somebody after they were divorced? But apparently what he found out was, this is what's confusing about it. She had the affair during their marriage. She used the money from the divorce to finance the relationship afterwards. I don't quite understand that. Do you, Kara? I don't get. How is that relative?
I don't see how she would have financed it, because what it sounded like to me was he was unhappy because he thought she was having an affair while they were married, but I don't see how she would use money from the divorce settlement.
Right, yeah, a little bit cockamonga there. Okay, in a delayed reaction of sorts, the Supreme Court overturned the death sentence of a man who was convicted in Georgia about 30 years ago, of something he didn't do. Timothy Foster, who happened to be black, convicted of murdering an elderly woman back in the 80s, then sentenced to death by an all-white jury. His legal team said, wait a minute. They went back through the files and saw the prosecutors put a B next to the name of any juror who was black or potential juror. That wasn't too smart, because when the Supreme Court and all the other lawyers looked at that, they said, wait a second here. These people, the prosecutor at the time said that had nothing to do with the prosecution. But the Supreme Court didn't buy it. They said that this action had violated his constitutional the constitutional right to have a fair trial. So he now can ask for a new trial, but he's not to go free. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Tech Talk time. 53 after the hour here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and the return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when those of you, those of us who are really in the know and on the go, use a Razor phone. Would you believe the Razor is back? That story up next here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
54 is 56 past the hour on Good Day. So, the question of the day is about the Razer flip phone and whether or not it's coming back. 2004 was the year of the Razer Motorola. I remember I had three or four of them. I may have a bag that still has some of them in it. I'll go back.
A bag of flip phones.
Dust those old puppies off so that I can use them and be in with those in the know and on the go. All right, so what's the speculation here and why would the flip phone come back?
No one knows why it's coming back. However, Lenovo, which is the company that now owns Moto, which, as you referenced, was Motorola. So the Moto Razr is coming back. It's going to be, the new one's going to be unveiled on June 9th at Lenovo Tech World Conference. And tech experts are buzzing about this because you have the opportunity to have three screens on one phone. Now, Doug, I know you have a flip phone. So you're going to be back in style. So
I've never been out of style.
Hang around long enough. And this is going back
everybody
to 2004. So 12 years ago, the flip phone was popular.
So you take great enjoyment in teasing me about that, don't you?
Hey, you're going to be back in style. So you win.
That's me.
But the interesting thing is on a flip phone, you have the outside that could be a screen. You flip it open. You have the upside that could be a screen. And now where the... keypad is now also probably going to be a screen.
So where's the keypad?
You know, when you flip it open and where you type, now it's
going to
be a touch screen probably. It'll still be there, but it'll be a touch screen instead of an actual keypad.
So it'll kind of look like an iPad. You'll have to touch the screen to be able to, instead of hitting the keyboard numbers below. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, well, everything's gone the way of touch screens, so...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's probably heading in that direction. And a lot of people like the idea because a flip phone is small, and you get, if you have enough screens on it, then, you know, you're protecting your screen by having it closed, and you don't have to keep opening your phone with the outside screen, which will let you preview messages and things like that, phone calls, and you might be able to swipe them away with a fingertip. That's the speculation, but we'll find out more on June 9th. But it's
Samsung
exciting.
Smartwatch out texting onto your hand to boost the screen size, make the tiny screens easier to use. That's what confuses me about. I got Meredith a smartwatch, whatever you call it.
Apple Watch,
And I don't understand how you, it's very small.
It is.
So
it is a small
Samsung
screen.
Samsung wants to make one that's, if I understand this, bigger. You can text onto your, it uses you on your hand instead of your wrist.
It actually projects the screen onto your arm or onto your hand, depending on which arm you use the watch on. And then that becomes a viable texting keyboard.
Text on your arm. That's what we want, folks. Flip it or use your arm. 59 past the hour. Good.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.